He should have done it a long time ago. He owed that much to Rodney, if not himself. And there was plenty of C4 in the armory. John conscientiously signed it out, listing city maintenance as his reason. It was close enough to the truth. He waited until everyone was asleep, apart from the Marines on security detail. They didn't patrol the northeast pier anyway. The corridor was dimly lit, like the rest of the low-use areas of Atlantis, but that didn't matter. John had brought a flashlight, and he could easily make out the faint shimmer of the force field. When he entered the room, the lights came on and the chamber door opened, just like always. The chair looked comfortable, enticing even. It wasn't complicated like Rodney. It actually seemed weirdly safe, and it was surprisingly tempting to try it out one last time. But it wasn't what he was here for. The first thing he did was look for the power source. It had to be here, and it had to be obvious. It wasn't under the consoles, or in the chamber itself, but next to the chamber door there was an access panel that opened when he tapped the control panel, and inside was a small, blue metal and crystal object. It didn't look like a ZPM, but Rodney might like to take a look at it. John pulled it out of the slot it was resting in, and the lights promptly blinked off, and the force field crackled out of existence. Bingo. John switched on his flashlight and carried the power source back out into the corridor. He set it down far enough away that it wouldn't be caught in the blast, then went back and laid the charges carefully, several in the chamber itself, and one under each of the consoles. He rigged the blasting caps and fuses, lit them carefully, and retreated to the corridor. He was counting down the seconds when he caught the sound of hurrying feet coming from the direction of the transporter. Footsteps he recognized, damn it! Rodney had amazingly bad timing. John reached out and grabbed as Rodney went by, yanking him behind the pillar he was using for cover. "Fire in the fucking hole, McKay!" The explosion hit, and Rodney jerked back against John's body, warm and solid and real, as debris flew down the corridor. "Oh, my God!" Rodney said, still plastered hard against him. "You are insane!"
"Yep," John said. He felt weirdly light-hearted. The damn device was gone, and Rodney was warm against him.
"Might have even used enough C4.
"Rodney?"
That was Elizabeth's voice coming from Rodney's earpiece. "Was there just an explosion?" Rodney twitched.
"Oh, hey, yeah. Actually, there was."
John tapped his own radio on. "Don't worry about it, Elizabeth. McKay and I have it under control." Rodney cleared his throat. "Colonel Shepard just figured out how to take that force field down."
"At 2 o'clock in the morning?"
John would have answered if he hadn't been struck with the sudden, completely incongruous urge to laugh.
"Oh, you know how it goes," Rodney said. "You never know when a brilliant idea is going to strike."
Elizabeth made a noise that sounded like a long-suffering sigh. "I'll expect a full report in the morning."
"You got it," John promised. "Shepherd out."
He switched on his flashlight and bumped shoulders with Rodney.
"Come on, let's check it out."
The room was a wreck, the consoles blown to pieces and the chamber a twisted hole in the wall. Oh yeah, definitely enough C4. Rodney paused to bring up the lights in the corridor, which made the damage just that much more impressive. He surveyed the mess with obvious curiosity.
"Where was the power source? It might have been interesting to take a look at it."
John grinned at him. "I took it out before I planted the charges. It's all yours, right out in the hallway. I figured under the circumstances, it was the least I could do."
"Oh, wow, thank you."
But Rodney didn't go look at it. Just planted himself in the center of the room and looked over at John.
"So I guess this is it, then. You're free of it. All fixed now."
John shrugged. "Close enough." It wasn't like the ache in his gut had anything to do with the damn device anymore. "You're off the hook, McKay. You've done your duty, above and beyond, good going and all of that. Sorry, I don't think I can swing you any kind of civilian medal. The Air Force isn't really with the times on this kind of thing." Rodney made a face.
"You think I want a medal? What are you, nuts?"
"Rodney," John said with a roll of his eyes.
Oh, right, you were kidding about that part.
But Rodney didn't smile.
So what? This means you don't need to have sex with me again?
Christ, leave it to Rodney to have to bring up the obvious.
Yeah, John said quietly. That's what it means. And I think, under the circumstances, that it might be a good idea if you and I aren't alone together for a while.
Rodney shifted on his feet.
You mind if I ask you why? Because honestly, that's going to pretty ridiculous extremes.
Jesus, Rodney just couldn't take a hint, could he?
You need me to spell it out? I don't trust myself not to jump you, okay? And that would be a tragedy exactly how? Okay, I get that you don't want any kind of emotional entanglement, but I'm not asking for one here.
John tried to protest, but Rodney cut him off with a quick wave of his hands.
No, wait, hear me out. We could make this work. We could be having lots of really, really great sex. We could be having sex right now. What the hell is so wrong with that?
Well, for one thing, John said quietly, because they were missing something obvious here. You're straight.
Based on the evidence of the past few weeks, I'm thinking not so much.
God, John swallowed hard. He wanted this so damn much, but he couldn't bear the thought of using Rodney again. And when the hell had that become stronger than his craving?
Look, I can't, he said desperately. If I start now, I may never be able to stop.
Rodney took a step toward him, then another.
Wait, is that what this is all about? You think you're more into this than I am? Because, wow, that would really take some doing. I mean, I'm not saying it would be impossible, but statistically speaking, it would be pretty damn close.
Rodney, damn it. He thought he'd explained this part already.
I'm not cured, okay? I just transferred the damn addiction.
Rodney waved a dismissive hand.
Yes, yes, now you're addicted to sex. But I like sex, so really, I'm not seeing the problem here.
Christ, was that what Rodney had thought? That was just...
I'm not addicted to sex, you idiot, John ground out. I'm addicted to you.
Rodney started, and then his eyebrows shot up, and his cheeks went pink.
Really? Wow. Okay, wow, that works. That really, really works.
John gulped. Rodney couldn't possibly mean.
Are you nuts? Rodney, I want to lock us in your room together and not come out for a month. Maybe 2 months. Oh, yeah?
Rodney's chin came up, stubborn and defiant and utterly Rodney.
Tell you what, I'll lay in a supply of MREs.
God, John said, and then Rodney was kissing him hard. John brought his hands up and found Rodney's shoulders, and Rodney's hands wrapped around him, tight, like Rodney thought he was going to push him away. Jesus, he probably should. No matter what Rodney said, there was still no way, no fucking way Rodney could be addicted to him, too. But Rodney was holding on to him. Rodney was rubbing up against him. Rodney was nipping at his lower lip, and maybe it was almost enough. Maybe it was finally, really, almost enough.